Americans spend so much time in their lives worrying. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. We worry constantly. We worry about unimportant things, things we have no control over, and things we can't change. We worry about what other people think of us. We worry about first impressions when we meet someone new. We worry if we are being understood correctly. We worry about money, our jobs, bills, retirement, paying for our kids' college education. We worry about illness, accidents, and death. If we added up all of the time we spend worrying, we would add several years of enjoyment to our lives. Then why do we do it? Why do we worry so much? Why do we make ourselves physically and mentally sick over it? You know, one of the greatest regrets of the elderly is, I wish I hadn't spent so much of my life worrying. In worrying, we fail to see the big picture. We concentrate on our immediate problem without seeing God's bigger plan for our lives. We fail to recognize God's promise. Worry is the opposite of trusting God. As we read in Matthew's gospel, we can't add a single moment to our lifespan with worry. And he continues in verse 30 with, if God so clothe the grass of the field which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O little of faith? Faith. That's it. That's the antidote to worry. Faith that God truly has a plan for our lives that includes getting us through tough times. We need to focus on God and not on our problem. And worrying directs our focus in the wrong direction. Prayer should replace worry. Put aside your worry. Put your faith in God. Pray knowing that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard you in Jesus. Replace your worry with prayer. This is Tony Agnese.